on this that beautiful sugya. The Ran quotes Akasha B'Shem Tosfos. It's also mentioned in the Ritva B'Shem Tosfos. We don't have it. Actually, the Ritva says B'Shem Tosfos. The Ran just says Makshu Hacha. The question is, we find this notion called Migu. Migu Misukkah L'Shabbos. Migu Mishabbos L'Sukkah. If it's a dolphin, it's considered a machitza for one. It's also going to count for the other. So what that means, we're using Migu Kula. So the Ran asks, Umakshu Hacha, Mayam Rinan Migu Kahai Gavna L'Kula, Neima Ipcha L'Chumra. Namely, that we should always say that the higher standard is going to hold the lower standard hostage, that in a case where they converge together, that you should not even have the heter on what you should have the heter on. You should impose the highest standard on the other thing, as opposed to what we're saying, which is going l'kula. Namely, the bekamaisa derava, neima migu de lo havi dofen l'nyan shavis, lo havi dofen l'sukkah. In other words, typically, shtayi kuchas and shishas v'yotefach is sufficient for sukkah, but since it's not for Shabbos, then it won't count for sukkah either, because it doesn't count for Shabbos. Uvasraisa derava, name of the other direction. Migu, the lo havi dofen l'sukkah, lo havi dofen l'shabbos. It doesn't count for sukkah because you don't have sufficient walls for sukkah. So then we should say to Shabbos, it also won't work. So why are you assuming that the migu goes l'kula, should go l'chumra? It's interesting. Just to think about the case that we just mentioned. Migu, the lo havi dofen l'sukkah, lo havi dofen l'shabbos. What happens if you take the schach off? It's perfect for Shabbos. Total, right? But the schach is on, it spoils everything. If it comes out, right? It's because it's not a dofen for sukkah, because you have a sukkah. Take the schach off, and suddenly everything is fine for Shabbos. But in Chanami, that would be the point. If right now you have the situation of a sukkah, and the sukkah doesn't have sufficient walls, so that should be a problem even for Tiltul and Shabbos. Okay, that's the question. The dachaku b'kushezu, lomar, you see Ka'inza in the Ritva. Loma de l'sharina mishamigu ela isur drabanan u'ukma dina del raisa. So what they say is that the reason why it works in Kula is because what you have here is only at stake in isur drabanan. So what we have here is that the chachamim, in a case where you have another halacha that converges with one halacha, that the chachamim would have normally had a chumra'an, so the chachamim yield and let that standard go down because of the fact that it's also conversion with another halacha. And therefore, they look medina del raisa. In other words, were it to be medina del raisa that you're waving, then the hechatesi should wave it. Maybe you should go the opposite. But if it's only what's at stake is only drabanan, so that's why we would say it l'kula, because we're only talking about drabanan. Drabanan can say that we'll fall back on the deraisa even for Arinyan. That even my dasa deraisa sharin mishamigo, so we have to come up with another teretz. The ha'ar we had at the end of shir yesterday, I shared it with Rabbi Belzon at Chasna last night. He enjoyed it very much. So okay, maybe it's pshat, maybe it works. How could you say b'pasi biros that anyone could argue it's only drabanan? Pasi biros achora is nogea. The raisa that by sukkah doesn't work with the raisa, the pashtus, right? By Shabbos it works with the raisa, by sukkah, the chacham argue on Rabbi Yaakov, and they hold it doesn't work with the raisa, at shirshtem kilchastan, shirshtem tefach, he can't have a sukkah, kavi pasi biros. So we said basically that if you understand the basis of the chacham's disagreement, the way the ra'ah understood it, the problem was the sheer tefach not being sufficient. You need to have the sheer of a bigger dolphin, not the smallest dolphin. What's the bigger dolphin? Zayin. So Zayin Tfachim would work. Why? Because that's the Shia of Rosh Shavuot and Shulchanim. Now, if you go back to that issue, we had a lot of things have to be put into place to say this teretz, but if you hold the Rosh Shavuot and Shulchanim, which is based Shammai Shita, and Basilisus Rosh Rubo is sufficient, which is Vav Tfachim, that's Din Darabanan, that Beis Shammai says you need to have the extra Tefach because of Gzeir Hashem Yimashech. Again, all this is not necessarily the case. It's a machokas. Whether the Hashem Yimashech is only the Svar by Sukkah Gedola, that Yim Hashem Yimashech, but as far as Sukkah Ketana, the Machokis is Bidol Raisa. But if you argue, like it's Mashman the Rif, that the Hashem Yimashech is the reason for both cases, okay, this is all back for Dav Gimel. Spend time on this. Then it comes out that Bidol Raisa, you should really be able to get away with Vav Tvachim, which is an Amma, which means that a case of Pasi Biros, which is an Amma Mikan, would in fact be enough for Sukkah with the Rechacham, if some Chacham accept the concept of Kas Pasi Biros, and the whole reason he needs Zayin Tvachim, we're only being Drabbanah. Yeah. So it's an interesting possibility. Okay. Akopan, the Ran disagrees vehemently. The Ran says that you could use Nigul even for Doraisa, so then the question comes back. El Kach Ani Omer. Here's why we say Migu L'Kula and not L'Chumra. Shekevan Shatora Pirsha Mechitoseha Shel Sukkah. The Torah gives us the amount of mechitzos a sukkah needs, and this is what is good for sukkah. And the Torah says, make a sukkah for 7 days. The EF Shalashivas Yimei Sukkah Velo Shabbos. Now, clearly within those 7 days, you're going to have Shabbos. And the Torah gives you the hechshe mechitzos of sukkah to be what it is. Shtei shtam kilchas and shizav yul tefach, which includes Shabbos. Vaday lo balach shira l'shisha yom bilvad v'ashvi shira tei tzvicha hechshe yosef. In other words, what's the alternative to saying migu l'kula? The question was, say migu l'chumra. You say migu l'chumra, that would mean that Hilchas Shabbos standards would impose themselves on Sukkah. And that therefore you would have a situation of Ishtan Kilchas and Shizvil Tefach, which would not work on Shabbos. Because Shabbos you can't use Ishtan Kilchas and Shizvil Tefach, so therefore this Hechsher, Ishtan Kilchas and Shizvil Tefach, would only be a Heter of Sukkah for 6 days. And that's not Mistaver, says the Ran. The Torah is speaking about a sukkah that's going to be there on Shabbos as well. And the same halachos that the Torah gives us for mechitzas sukkah would be good for Shabbos too. No. She'ein midaka shel Torah, she'titin hechshe she'ein amaspik l'chalazman. It's not the way of the Torah that would tell me this is hechshe sukkah, but it's only good for some days of sukkahs. For Shabbos, you have to add another dolphin, because otherwise Shabbos is going to impose on Sukkah, and you're not going to be able to use the mechitzos that you have the rest of the Sukkahs. Now, but wait a second. But Lamai said it's not exactly the same exact matched up, the same exact funnels. Because after Rosh Afopi Shabbos Shelah in a tzvichech shegadol kolkach kemo b'chol Shabbos sichicha gabi mabos sheyesh lelechi kasher. Now, what are we saying now? We're saying that so the migul goes with kula. So migul goes with kula, that means that you're saying, okay, but leaving out l'kula, but just the very case itself. Sichich agabim mava, yeah, so migul goes with kula. Sichich agabim mava sheish bo l'achi is kasher. So that means on Shabbos, you can do less. You can get away with less, because it's good enough for Shabbos. So in b'kach kum, that doesn't bother me when I say that the Torah gives a hechsher for the whole 7 days. The fact that there's one day that you can do better, that doesn't bother me. What would bother me is there'd be one day that it wouldn't be good enough. The fact that the standards change l'kula, that's not a problem with the svar I just told you. Because I gave you a svar, the Torah gives you a hechsher of mechitzas of sukkah that has to go across 7 days. Therefore, if you would tell me that on one day you can't use those shtayim kilchas and shizav yul tefach anymore, that's not the derech of the Torah. Aye, but if you can tell me l'kula, you're also going to come out that one day is different than the rest, because he's going shidus Rashi, that Shabbos the sukkah, you can have less. You can have sichich agabi mavo sheish bolachi, which would only be good on sukkah of Shabbos, not sukkah during the week. So it's also like the Torah gave you different standards. Shtan kuchasan for 6 days, and the seventh day can be something less. No, that's not a problem. Because l'maisa, if you have the same thing as you had the other days on Shabbos, it's also good. It's not that you're not going to, it's not going to work, it's that you couldn't have gotten by with less. So he says, in b'kach kum, even though Shabbos shalah, you don't need as much, and tzvichah shalah to kolkach, like chol, tzvichah gabi mav shesh b'kach yikash, in b'kach kum, shemikol makom, because still, what's still the case, Hechsher shepirsha b'Torah l'chol yomeha hu maspik. Whatever the Torah did say about Sukkot is clearly sufficient for the entire duration of Sukkot. That's if you say migul l'kula. And therefore, this is what everything is, what's in the backdrop of everything is what he says right now. So what's really driving migul? What's driving migul is the next sentence of the Ran, the Kevan. She'ef shel mechitzah she'tati lachat soin. That's what's forcing migul in one direction or the other. Because you can't decide to say, well, let it be good for this and not for this. Like, who says Migo? No, the driving force beyond Migo is what the Ran says right now. If you have a heter that takes effect, then the heter is going to take effect for all dinim that are nogea in this situation. So now you have two options. Either the heter doesn't take effect for anything, because if it takes effect, then it has to impact on everything, so it doesn't at all, or it takes effect for everything, it's all or nothing. So it says the Ran, no. If you would say it wouldn't take effect for anything, you're going to have a situation the Torah gave you machitzos for sukkah that are not really good for all 7 days, and every sukkah has a Shabbos. And that's not mistaver. So it must be the other direction. The Torah gave you the heter that would work even, the machitzos that the Torah gave you would work even on Shabbos. That means you say migu lahatir even for Shabbos, because it's not mati lachatzoy. The fact that you can also go the other way and have less, fine. But certainly what you have on the 6 days would work on Shabbos. Mi'ata. Therefore, migo davidofen lin yisukah havidofen in Shabbos. So that tells me, so what's driving the halacha migo? The knowledge that it has to be that migo davidofen with sukkah havidofen in Shabbos. Because clearly the Torah was matir, the shtayim kilchos, and the tefach even on Shabbos. Because the Torah spoke for all 7 days. No, so how do I know that the other way? To say migo the other way? No, the answer is, because now I know how migo works. Omeata, afilu besukah, sha'asa l'talta b'midoraisa. These are the two cases that the Ran mentioned earlier. The cases that you need migo midoraisa to be matir by sukkah, just like it works for Shabbos. What were the two cases? He spelled that earlier. He tells you again now. Omeata, afilu besukah, sha'asa l'talta b'midoraisa. Based on this is the case again with Sukkah Shabbos. No, he's still speaking of Sukkah Shabbos. Okay, so these are the two cases that work for Sukkah, but wouldn't seem to work for Shabbos. These are the Gemara so Parakama that that's the Psal that works for Sukkah. Afal Bishlin Shabbos also Talta Midaraisa Lahalon Min Hadofen Hakatzer. That's b'Shabbos the Alma. Filachi b'Shabbos the Sukkah Shor Mishamigu. This is all working out the vort of Migu Misukkah l'Shabbos. Those are the two cases. Oh, comes to Ran now and says, no, now that I know that it couldn't be otherwise, that the Migu Misukkah l'Shabbos is going to work in which direction? The Kula, as he just explained, and for those two cases that he just told me that Sukkah would work, parts with Ma'omed and Salah with Sukkah would work by Shabbos. Now we can extrapolate that what? The migu l'kula aminu l'chamala aminu. That we go l'kula migu. Once you see it in Sukkah l'Shabbos, it couldn't be the alternative. So now we know that when we say ein matir l'chatzayim, it's always going to go all or nothing, meaning all, not nothing. This is the cheshbon of the Ran. Two things now I'm taking in a second. L'chor in this Ran, you have a number of chidushin. Number one, the point itself, that underlying driving svara behind Migo is this idea of Eino Matir Chatzoyin. That's something that we can glean from the Ran, that where it comes from. And then the Vart itself, that it could have gone L'chumra, could have gone L'kula, but the answer is that the svara of the Torah wouldn't, the Derech HaTorah would not be to be Matir something with certain machitos and only be good for those 6 days and not the seventh. So it must be that Sukkah l'Shabbos is going to be Matir L'kula, even for Shabbos. And then the Ran concludes, and therefore, how do I know the other direction look cooler? Because once I know Migul cooler in this direction, and Migul cooler the other direction. There's a Ha'ara in Pshat that the Pnei Yeshua asks, it's an interesting Ha'ara. That's the case, L'chor, the Gemara is difficult. The Gemara says, why did Rab have to tell me both the din of Migul Misukkah L'Shabbos, and also the din of what? Of Mishabbos L'Sukkah. The Gemara says, because if I had only Mishabbos L'Sukkah, what would I say? That only over there Migul works. Why? Because mechamirta lekilsa minan, mekilsa achamirta from sukkah to Shabbos go aminan. Therefore, he had to tell me the din of sukkah. No, he didn't, because I would know the din of sukkah, because I wouldn't even know the din of Shabbos if I didn't know sukkah. The din of mechamirta lekilta that I say migu is only because, as the Ran concludes, I know that migu goes lekula not lechumra, because otherwise I would say to the contrary. Why say that Shabbos is matir sukkah? Maybe sukkah holds back Shabbos. that it won't work for Tiltul for Shabbos? The answer is because I know that Migul goes with Kula from the other Migul. I go say, hear the point. I know Migul from Sukkah to Shabbos has to go with Kula because the Chumra would have meant the Torah was giving you Mechitzos that only work for 6 days, not for Shabbos. So I know, once I know Migul Kula in the case of Sukkah with Shabbos, I know Shabbos with Sukkah, it's also with Kula. So then if that's, again, what, that's the case, what does the Gemara mean? If I only told me the case of Sukkah, of Shabbos with Sukkah, I would say only there, Mechamir to Lekilta, but I wouldn't know the din of Migul with Sukkah. I have to know the din of Sukkah with Shabbos. Because if I didn't know that, then I wouldn't know which way to say Migul by Shabbos with Sukkah. It's an interesting Ha'arim Shad. That's a Cheshbin question of the Pnei Yeshua on the Rashi. I don't know to answer exactly. This is the basic cheshbon around how he answers the kasha. This is one in you. Noah.
Yeah, it may sound ridiculous, but why don't we say migul l'chumra, and then answer that, like, and say that hakad the lechi doesn't work on Shabbos, on the osukkos, and now extend that. So since it doesn't work for all 7 days, since it doesn't work for all 7 days of yontif, that means none of the days of yontif, a lechi will work for osukkah. Yeah, like. Why don't we take Migul L'chumra now and use that to aser Lechi for all 7 days of Sukkot?
No, Lechi is not working with Sukkot only because of Migul. And according to Rashi, it never worked during the week, only worked on Shabbos. So what do you mean? So it, anyway, why, according, why to Rashi, anyway, is, according to Rashi, it's anyway aser on Shabbos, on weekday of Sukkot. It's only a heter for Shabbos and Sukkot. That's the Machlokes, maybe Rashi and the Rif, possibly. Rashi's Meforish, that the Halacha, Shabbos to Sukkot, it's only... The Migul Mishabbos with Sukkot is only on Shabbos of Sukkot, not the Chol.
So
that anyway, that's going to be us during the week. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah.
The line
became a Giyat. Sorry. That's a critical line in yeah. How Migul, yeah, what's the underlying story?
Migul don't have Yidovan Lin in Shabbos or Yidovan Lin in Sukkot. It was going on the whole premise that the Ram was trying to make before about that.
No, because he's still talking now. He doesn't get to the Shabbos with Sukkah until the very end.
I thought that the Ma'at is talking about Sukkah and Shabbos.
He's talking about Sukkah with Shabbos. And he's explaining, how do I know Sukkah with Shabbos is a Migul L'Kua, not a Migul L'Chumra, that Sukkah should be Usr because of Shabbos, as opposed to saying Shabbos should be Mutter because of Sukkah.
Shabbos to Sukkah, not Sukkah to Shabbos?
No, it all starts in Sukkah. That's the first day of Rabbah was Sukkah with Shabbos, and it all starts from there. Because how do I know go Migul L'Kua and not Migul L'Chumra? Because if I would say Migul L'Chumra, then it would mean that the Torah gave certain specific machitzos for Sukkah, which are not going to include the Shabbos and Sukkahs. And ain derech haTorah to do that. So it must be when the Torah was giving me those requirements for machitzos of Sukkah, and it's sufficient for Shabbos too. Because Shabbos is part of Sukkah.
So then where do you get lechi from?
No. So then it goes like this. So now I know that when I have migul, it goes in kula, not l'chumra, from the sukkah with Shabbos case. So now that's the last sentence. But I'm shemachi aminan. So now when I have the situation of the lechi case, sichich gabi mavashish lechi, so I know that the migul is not going to go in the opposite direction of l'chumra. It'll go l'kula because I already see from the other case that when I have the two options of going either nothing or everything, I go everything. I'm matir completely. I'm supposed to think I'm matir nothing. It can't be in the middle. So once I see by the Sukkah of Shabbos that it goes to Kula, then I know that from Shabbos to Sukkah it's going to be Kula too. And therefore Sukkah becomes Kasher, Agabi Lech. That's the last sentence of the Rambam. That's where the Yeshua comes with his question. Then the Gemara didn't answer its Tzvichas correctly. In other words, if it would just tell me the din, if Rabbi would just tell me the din of Shabbos to Sukkah, then I really would know Sukkah of Shabbos. He'd have to tell me a separate din of Sukkah of Shabbos. Because I wouldn't be able to know which way to go on Shabbos L'Sukkah without knowing the din of Sukkah L'Shabbos. Okay. The Amar Rava, yeah.
The Ron just talking about where we get this original idea that we're going to go, we're going to say Migul L'Kula, but this Migul L'Chumra. So if we're just, the only way we can only find that out if we start off with Sukkah L'Shabbos.
The Gemara seems to say, what if Rabbah just told me the din of Migul Agabi Lechi, Kemak Mabashish Olechi, Shabbos L'Sukkah, why do you have to also tell me the din of Migul Misukah LeShabbos. The Gemara gives the answer, then I would say it only works Mechamirta LeKilsa, and I wouldn't know that I would even say Migul the other way. But here's the problem. If I know that I say Migul LeShabbos LeSukah LeKula, I could come with a question, how do I know Kula? Maybe a Chumra. Why are you going Migul Kula? And the answer must be, the Ran seems to say, because since I know the other direction, there's a din migul, and there you couldn't have said migul chumra, it had to be migul kula. There ain't derech haTorah to give only mechitzas that work 6 days. So then it's only because I know the migul of the other direction that I know the migul of Shabbos to go with kula. The Amar Rava, Sichich Gavi Pasi Biros Ksheira. This is the last memra of Shabbos Sukkah, the case of Pasi Biros. So we know that by Pasi Biros is a din deraisa that it works, as we should say, yachid, and it's also a din derabanan that in certain situations for Olam Regalim they were matir as well. And now we have this heter by Sukkah. So says the Ran, what's the going on exactly? She tiru Olam Regalim for the animals of Olam Regalim lasus abar pasim al haboros shebedrachim on the roads. They have these wells and then they make pasim on the four corners. So now you have the status which the rice of Shusa Yachid. And the Chachamim rely on that, the Rabbanan as well. So you draw out of the bore, the well, and you leave it on the edge, and then you can give the animals to drink. And that's not called that you're being motzi Mishusa Yachid with Shusa Rabbin. What do you do? Mamid Abor Pasim Givoim Asara. They have to be 10 Tfachim high, Ba'abor Ruchos, on the four corners, Saviv Habor. Also, koechad mechitza l'shtei ruchos, it's like an L in each corner, sherochav kol pasu pas shtei amos, meaning an amulakan, kimin gam, amulakan. Uperikos and pasin in the second parak of Erevin, perishu kama rebach yebenei, and vehemutar malos minabor l'niach al-sfas, so details about how much distance you can have as the gap between the end of one corner's pasin and the end of the other's corresponding corner. Okay. Now, the Gemara says about this, the Ika Shema Abba Mechitzos. If I only had that, I would say maybe only over there does it work because there's a Shema Abba Mechitzos. The Afagab the Abba Mechitzos Malis Ninu. They're not perfect Mechitzos, but nevertheless, Shema the Abba Mechitzos Mia Ika. There's still the label of Abba Mechitzos. Now, the Choku Ala Rifzal, Shevi Abalach. So those who have a tain against the Rif, who quotes the Halacha, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, we'll see exactly, it's brought l'halacha by the Rif, that you can have a sukkah agavi pasi biros. Why do they disagree with the Rif? What's the tain against the Rif? Shekevan, shelo itiru pasi biros, el oli regolam bilvad, kisa perkos in pasi. Ha'idna leka migo. Now let's see exactly how they're asking the kasha. The kasha they seem to be asking is, the heter midrabanan a pasi biros is specific to Olam Regalim. So what's the problem? The problem is, today they're not Olam Regalim. Is this, now, does this kasha sound familiar? Okay, where's something from Tosis? Tosis was raising a question, but was it the exact same question? Let's go back, let's revisit Tosis. The way Tosis was asking the question was, the heter was only for a specific type of situation. Oli regalim, some ma'in sukkah it's oli regalim. That was the way Tosaf had the kasha. Tosaf gave the teretz, but mishum mitzvah sukkah they can be matir. But the question was that seemingly the only matir for the specific instance of oli regalim. The way that the Ran is bringing the kasha and the Rif, it's a different angle. The kasha is that we don't have oli regalim bizman hazeh. Suppose they would have oli regalim bizman hazeh. The Iri has a svar that people used to go to yeshivas, they used to travel, so there's Ke'en Olam Regalim today too. The Gemara talks about that. There's traffic, it's Ke'en Olam Regalim. Let's say we had Olam Regalim Bizman Hazeh. There wouldn't seem to be a question under it. Why not? For my son, this is not Olam Regalim, this is Sukkah. So apparently, those who asked on the Rif wouldn't have had a problem. Why? Yeah, go ahead, Rafi. Why?
The
Ra'ar
is always based on like Koach.
But some element of a poll too. In other words, there has to be some case. There has to be some case that we can find a heter, that the heter would exist. Yeah, you're right. If there'd be some case that the Hesed would express itself, that's good enough to say that it works for Sukkah. The problem that they were asking is we don't have any situation, any Hechetimsa today for the Heter, so then how can you use it for Sukkah? Tosis was asking a different question. L'maisa, it was only a Heter for Origom, so how can you use it for Sukkah? Okay. But there seems to be a nuance here in the question that they wouldn't have had that problem, because if the Maisa, there is some case of a Heter, then you could already extrapolate the Sukkah to it. Like you said, because there is a Mekoach, there's a Heter that could express itself somewhere. Here, there's no Heter that could express itself, because we don't have Ori Regolim today. Says now, remember, but for Rashi, the whole question doesn't start. The way the Tosafot and Peretz learned up in Rashi, the answer is simple. Midoraisa, there's a Heter. He even extended it to the case of Lechi. Mavashi Yesh Bo Lechi. Rashi learns that the case of Mavashi Yesh Bo Lechi is a case of Mavli Mefulash, which is, of course, by Shabbos, still us, the Midrabban. Even if Lechi Mishim Machitza, it's only going to help Midoraisa, Midrabban, and it's still us. But what's the problem? So how can it work for Sukkah? The answer is, Midoraisa works for Shabbos, Midrabban, and there's a Chumrah by Shabbos. But Sukkah doesn't have any problem, doesn't have any Chumrah. In other words, I can make a migul, the way Tosafot and Peretz learns in Rashi, it can make a migul from the Heter Midoraisa to Sukkah, and the fact that the Rabban is an Isser, but that Rabban is Isser is not relevant for Sukkah, and therefore Sukkah is fine. And he brings the right from Pasi Biros. That Lamaisa, that there's no Heter Midrabanan except for Oli Regalim, and yet we're using it as a Heter for Sukkah. The answer is, there's a unique Isser Rabbanan by Shabbos, but that doesn't carry over to Sukkah. In defense of Tosis, we said, Tosis holds there's a big difference. Tosis is going to answer out there, who can see in the Ran right now, that the Heter of Oli Regalim, that Kishen that they were matir for Oli Regalim, they found a reason to be matir to make it easier for people to be Kayim for Sukkah. But by the case of Mavoi Sheyesh Bo Lechi, we don't find any case that they were lenient to be matir that we could also say, oh, Kishim that they will matir by Shabbos, in this case, they will matir by Sukkah. There isn't Issa Drabbanan. So it's uneven. How can I use a migu from a case where the Drabbanan is still us, or to be matir Sukkah? But again, the way the Ben Peretz learned Rashi, the question is not a question, because once I have a Hetam Midaraisa, I can ignore the Drabbanan. That's a local Issa Drabbanan. I can work out Heter for Sukkah. But these were shown in my assuming that Lamaisa, I have to have some basis to be matir Midrabbanan as well, be it Bisman Hazeh, be it, you know, sometime in order to allow that you can have a Heter by Sukkah. So let's see the answer. Venira, Sheva Fasi Zal Sover, the Rip holds, Zagabi Pasi Biros, Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka Agaba Pasi Biros. Ella, Afiul Kein Pasi Biros, Itiru. Even something similar to Pasi Biros, the Kavan, the Medina, Pasi Biros, Vishusa Yochid Gimura, Elosh Asil Tautaba Medivreyem, the Gabi Ole Regolem Hemidu Devreyem Aldin Torah, by Ole Regolem they left it on a Doraisa Kadesh Oyimnu Lalas Laregel, to encourage people that shouldn't be deterred from Dalil Laregel, Hachi Nami. So it is over here, Ukma Din Torah, in other words, they also had a reason to rely on the Doraisa. You don't need the Heter of Pasi Biros Mamish of Oli Regalim. Ke'en Pasi Biros, the same dynamic that you can allow to be matir there for the Oli Regalim, they would also, because they relied on Doraisa, for instance, over there, Oli Regalim, Hachi Nami Ukmat in Torah, Kidei Sheyehei, Sipek Biyad Kol Adam Liskos Mitzvazu. What's the Ran's teretz? Ke'en Tosus, right? It sounds like it's like Alderach Tosus. Although he doesn't spell out in the Furish which point doesn't he spell out. He says, Ukba din Torah, Kedeshi is Fivik Biat Adam. What does he mean? I'm not 100% borrowing the Ran. What were they matir by Sukkah, Rabosei? For sure they were matir what? For sure they were matir. Nu? What's obvious that the Ran is saying? They were matir. That they could rely on the Raisa for what inyan? Ugabi what? Ugabi kiyum ha-mitzvah. Yeshiva sukkah and shena and so on. Yeshiva sukkah. But the Rambam does not say black on white, is that they were matir also what? To enhance the Kiyum Mitzvah. What doesn't the Rambam spell out in the Furish? That I think you find elsewhere. What?
Tiltu.
So if the Rambam means that the matir tiltu, that the Mitzvah can be fulfilled b'shrei Musa without any kind of hardship, then he's saying mamish the same thing as Tiltu. Right. The Tosus is talking about the tilta. The right could be means it as well. Other Rishonim say mefurish, they will matter the tilta. Okay, the Ran doesn't like this for the reason that he now states, which Tosus didn't think was a big problem. But in the mechuvah etzli, the ihachi sikha gad mavashish lechi v'gad pasibros lo shaychi adadi klal. If that's the case, the two members of Rabbah and Ogea Shabbos are very unrelated, because there's a unique dimension here by Pasi Biros that's distinct, in that we're saying that you can, the Chacham wa Matir and Maimid Advema Dibbe Torah for the sake of Mitzvah Sukkah, that's unique svar to Pasi Biros. So therefore you have to certainly mention both cases, that and the other case. The Gemara has to find its Svichasa. The Yefshim can hit chuk b'zeh. We have to find an answer. The Tosus brought it with, by the way, this at the end of the Tosus. Tosus says, the chiyavet tzvichusa from the mavu shesh l'lechem b'zeh l'lechay shchemem ma'ay taima, the pshit l'lechay taima the mitzvah. The time of the mitzvah is so pashut to the Gemara that the Gemara didn't have to say that. That wouldn't be a reason to say, to spell out both dinim. Therefore, the Gemara says something different. Here it's shem abba machitzos, and here it's shteit fenos ma'yisa. But the svara of that we will matir for time of the mitzvah, that would be pashut. That wouldn't be a reason to have to, that you wouldn't they have to tell me that chiddush. The Ran thought that this was a taina on this and this answer. Yes, Rafi.
Wouldn't it be hard to
make
for
what? The Pasiros are by definition possible, but that's the Tosus in the beginning of the Arabin, in the beginning of second and Arabin. What's unique about it is, even though it's parts Meruba, but because you have on all four corners, you have the Ammikan, Ammikan, so that gives it a shem hekif, despite the fact that it's only a parts Meruba only. That's a unique halacha. That's what makes Pasiros like a unique halacha, because otherwise you would look at the fact that it's parts Meruba only, then you have a problem. That's what all the Mishon have to discuss. So how come it can be Mishon Tayachid? Hagufa. That's Gufa the Halacha. That because you have this L on each corner, that sort of compensates for the Chesaron of Parshma Balomi. I want to look with you at the Rosh, B'Shem Rav Yah, on this question of Pasi Biros. So let's take a look together. Also discussing Pasi Biros in the middle of those tests. So he quotes the din of Tzichah Pasi Biros Ksheira B'Shabbos to Sukkah. D'migu Davidov and Shabbos Adov and Sukkah. The Afal Gav, the question everyone asked, Elo Itiru Elo Rigolim. And he goes further with the question, Elo Rigolim Namigo Itiru Elo Behemtam. It's not for the person, it's for the animals. Abu Adam, for the person himself, metapis the yorid, you can't bring the water up. You have to do it in a way that you're not being motzi mishus. Nevertheless, mishum mitzvah suki tiru af letaltel b'shabbos. Here you have mefurish the lashon letaltel. That we didn't see that in the Ran mefurish. The Tosus was merames I think to it, but the Rosh says mefurish that he tiru af letaltel. Chen kasav ritzgeus shemuta letaltel ba. They're based on the migu of Pasi Biros, your mutter letaltel on Sukkos. Even though it's not only regalim, but it's the equivalent of only regalim for the mitzvah sukkah to be enhanced, to be able to have your mitzvah yeshiva sukkah not worry about tilt. Comes now the Rosh B'Shem Ravya. The Ravya Zal Kasa. Interesting chiddush, beyond what we've seen so far. Ba'afilu lo nitkan lahate biros. Even if the Pasi Biros were not set up, were not built, not constructed to be matir any well. It's not like it was a Pasi Biros once upon a time for the Olei Regalim in order to have the animals get their water on the way to Lila Regio, and now we're not talking for Olei Regalim, now it's Chum Beis HaMikdash. even if these pasi biros are like artificial pasi biros, they're just like a zecher v'alma, right? They're not really, they were never really made, ever, to function as a heter foli regalin. Kigon she'en bor, so then obviously you happen to be walking around and you see a situation where you have an area that's enclosed, not really on all four sides in terms of the middle, but on the four sides you have the amam mikan, amam mikan, kimin gam. Lo and behold, you want to make a schach on top of that. So there's no bor, there's no bor, but you have a mitzius, a pasi biros. Afilo niskan lati biros kim she'en bor. Says the Rav Yehuda the following: Kevanchi the im haya sham bor, haya nidon mishum mechitza v'shari. What does the Rav Yehuda mean? He says, but if there would have been a bor, it would have counted as a mechitza. It would have been a bor. Yeah.
It reminds me a bit of what the Ron said earlier, that how we say that is going to help the sukkah as well in the race of it. This is only doing
well, nice. The case of the Ron, in the beginning, it tells this question with the Lechi really is not adding anything right now because you have anyway enough walls. But the answer is, but it had the potential to be matter. If you didn't have one wall there, you would have the Lechi being matter. So he says here, there's a Bekoach, the Bekoach, that it could create a heter. Im haya shambor.
Because yours not doing anything, as in it wouldn't do anything.
This is a chiddush. I'll mention this already. This, in the Lashon of the Rambam, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of Rambam, in Tafresh Lamed, Sif Zayin. So it's the same Lashon of the Rambam. Sikh chagabi mabash yesh lo lechi. Oh, al gabe, listen carefully, al gabe be'er sheyesh lo pasim. What's Mashman the Rambam? You have to have a Be'er in the middle. So the Bir Alacha here is Medayik that. Hu Lashon HaRambam, Bir Alacha. U Mashma, L'chora, the Dafka Kishayesham Be'er, V'lo Kedas HaRavya. The Svira Le'api She'en Shambor, Kemuva Berosh. V'ayit V'tzarach Iyon. Interesting that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't seem to take this Chiddush of the Ravya, that it can even be without a bor. There has to be a bor. But let's go another sentence in the Rav Yah. So he says further, but then he has a suffix about something. Ubechatzer, im asa kayotzevo, let's say you would do the same type of thing where you had a pasi biros, let alone if there's no bor, okay, that we said we can forego. But in a chatzer. So the chatzer is really a rishus hayachid. And you make a, it's not a rishus, pasi biros are typically rishus harabim. You make a pasi biros in a chatzer, and you have a schach on top. Rafya biyadi. Probably say biyade, im haisak shera. Unless it's rush talking. Rafya biyadi means it's like weak in his hands, weak in my hands, meaning it's not clear, it's like a suffix. Mar says a few times, in the love, Rafa Biyade, like, yes, no, and he's sort of like weak. He's not quite sure. It's not convincing. Oh, he's all calling the Rav Yah, I see. The Ism Rav Yisrael, Shem Stavka Udvar Malo, Adkan. So he's all quoting the Rav Yah. So Rav Yah is saying that without a bor, it still works. But Bechatzer, not so clear. What's exactly the suffix of the Rav Yah? What's the suffix? So you could say, Hipshuto, that by case of Rishus HaRabim, so there's a Im Haya Shambor, right? You could have had a bor there, so that's good enough. Here, they can't say Im Haya Shambor. I mean, it's not, there's no Im Haya Shambor. It's a chatzin. Maybe there's something more here. What would you say as follows? Let's take the case, the other case of Shabbos L'Sukkah. Sichich al gabei mavoi sheyesh bo lechi. But you know what? This mavoi sheyesh bo lechi is in Rishus HaYachid. Agago, whatever. So it's anyway, it's Rishus HaYachid, good asik machitza, whatever it is, it's Rishus HaYachid. not just the rabbi. Would you say that there could be a basis to be matir because migul d'havi dofen le Shabbat havi dofen le sukkah? But in the Ritva, Ritva says mefurish, yeah, that would for sure not work. And you know why he says it? He says it because he has to explain the riff. The riff that we alluded to yesterday, the Ran mentioned it quickly. The riff seems to say, a chidush, that when we're matir on sukkah, based on a migu, mishabbos l'sukkah, so the Rashi says explicitly that we're matir when on sukkahs. What day of sukkahs? Shabbos. The riff doesn't say it. The riff's silence implies that the heter that exists on Shabbos exists all of Sukkot. There was sichech agabe lechi mavishes lechi pasi biros. Kishem that it's considered to be machitza leShabbos machitza leSukkah all of Sukkot. Ritva brings a svara for this. He says, "How are you going to tell me one day of Sukkot it's no good, and one day of Sukkot it is good? It must be good all the time." But then the problem is the Lashon HaGemara. What did the Gemara say? Ihachi, if you're telling me that you say Migu Misuk L'Shabbos. So then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, listen, Nami, Yaseira Sukkah Di Alma Sukkah Di Shabbos. Because after all, you hold, you say sukkah, you say migu, mishabbos l'sukkah as well, like the case of mavui. So then why didn't the Braisa also say, an example, that yisera, quote, yisera what? Sukkah de alma a sukkah de Shabbos. Touch those words on both sides, that line of Gemara. Sukkah de alma, sukkah de Shabbos. So how would we imagine the taich of those words is? That sukkah de alma means sukkah and chol. That you would have a problem. You couldn't rely on something less than what would typically be required for sukkah. Tefach sochik. And yet sukkah de Shabbos, you can rely on the lechi. That's mefurish like Rashi. So how could the Rif read that line of Gemara? So it says, and that's what the Ram probably was alluding to in his Midurik and the Gemara against the Rif. Says the Ritva, here's how you read that line of Gemara. Interesting how he puts it. Yachi listeni, Ser Shulchan Aruch to the Shabbos. See further on. Says the case is not the case of sukkah di alma in the case that you just gave me. It's a case where you would do it like a gago. Let me just find it in the Lashon of the Ritva. Let's see it. If you have it, someone have it, you can help me out. I'll find it in a minute, but you can look if you have it in front of you. Yes. Found it? Yeah. Oh, it's before. Okay, maybe. Yeah. No, I think it's over here. I think it right now where it is. Okay. Umasha Amra. Here it is. Okay, it was earlier. It's a Dimas Amra of the Chengen Shabbos. Okay, it's toward the beginning. So he brings the riff. The Yesha Svurim. Here, listen, I have it. The he the sicha gabi mabashesh wagachi the machsha rabba bimigu. Though there are those who hold that this case of sicha gabi mabui, that rabba's machsha, lav l'shabbos b'chudhu. It's not just for Shabbos, like Rashi would have it. The heich tehei esmo psula vayom ksheira. Tell me, one day it's pasul, one day it's kasha. I don't know what this taina is exactly. Maybe we'll come to it. Ela harei ksheira kozayin v'af b'chol. So this is how some want to say that it's kosher, agabi mavo sheish bolachi, even not on Shabbos. Midin migu shemachshiru b'Shabbos linyan Shabbos machshiru linyan sukkah. Amazing. So it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah, even on Chol. Kul Omar. But then how do you read the Gemara? Kul Omar. Umasha Amru B'Sukkah. Yisera Sukkah Di Alma Asukkah Di Shabbos. Di Ilu Sukkah Di Alma Boi Tefach Sochek. So how did Rashi learn the word Sukkah Di Alma? Meaning this case on Chol? No. Lav Hainu Sukkah Shal Chol Sha'al Gabi Mabash Yesh Bo Lechi. No. Sukkah Gabi Lechi Mabash Lechi even B'chol would be Mutter. Ela Sukkah Kayotse Ba Sha'asa Al Gago Obish Yisayachid. That's why I asked you Yisayachid, shouldn't he? Kigon Sukkah Sha'al Gabi Mabuy Mabash Shal Chol B'lechi Zeh. The last Ramigo, the Rok Cherim, the Kim, the Rok Kaim, and Mavi Mamish. If it's not in a Mavi Mamish, maybe it's just a rabbit, maybe he means. I know it means it's not in the Mavi. You know, a whole new case. I saw a Gago, maybe it's just a rabbit. You know, not in a Mavi. So you created the artificial look, the structure of Mavi Sheish Balechi, but not in a context of a Mavi. The context of a Gago, it's just a rabbit. And that for sure would not work. L'chaira, you can medayik in the Ran that the Ran argues in this. So what would you say if that's the case? If you had a situation of building it, constructing it, agago. So what would you say? According to the Ritva, it doesn't have anything. It doesn't, you're not doing anything. What's it doing? It's not being matter anything for Shabbos. But the Ran is mashma not that way. Because what did the Ran say? How do I know I say Nigul Akula, not L'chumer Rabbo say? How does the Ran know that? Because he says, otherwise the Torah is giving us a heter, Shtayim Kil Chasen, Shizavil Tefach, and it includes Shabbos. So how could you say that it wouldn't be good for Shabbos? If you would say that it would go, right, Nigul go is L'chumer. What do you mean? The case the Torah is talking about would be a case of a typical sukkah. Where people make the sukkahs most of the time? Helum with sukkah. Where do they make the sukkahs? On the roof. With Rishus HaYachid anyway. So what's the problem of Shabbos? What's the problem of Shabbos? It wouldn't be kosher on sukkahs because it wouldn't be good for Shabbos. What wouldn't be good for Shabbos? It's Rishus HaYachid. The Torah is talking about a normal case. So it sounds in the Ran that no, because Lamaisa, such a sukkah, such mechitzas were not good for Shabbos, and then the Ran says it must be that we're so we don't go one way, must be Kukula. The very same situation. In other words, comes that the Ran is saying it must be a semigul kula, not l'chumra. In what case? In a typical case. If I go l'chumra, I have a problem here. If I go Lakula, then it works. It works for Sukkah, it works for Shabbos. We're talking about the case of Rishus HaYachid. So it seems to be a machlokes whether if you have the construct, but you have other machitzos anyway. So do you have enough to be matir based on Migu if you anyway have other machitzos? Maybe that's the suffix of the Ravya. What if you had Pasig Biros, if it's in the Irish Sarabim and there's no boar, says the Ravya, it's fine. You have a koach to be matir, even if I don't have any boar. But if there was a boar, it would be matir. Good enough. What if I made the Pasig Biros in the Chatzim? So the whole point of Pasig Biros is to be matir. If I had Irish Sarabim, it could be matir potentially. Here I have machitzos, it's in a chasin. That's the suffix of the Ravya. Maybe this is what seems to be a machokis between the Ritva and the Ran. According to the Ritva, that's what the Gemara is talking about, according to the Rift. That the Gemara is talking about a case where you have, you don't really have any real heter that's coming out of the mavui because you anyway have machitzos around you. It's not the case of a mavui, it's not a mavui at all. And the Ran seems to say otherwise. I think maybe that could be the suffix of the Ravya. Questions, Chevra, what else? We have a lot of these sodas that came out of our sugya. A couple of other loose ends, maybe we'll try to speak out. But just this is the Ran, this is the Rush. There's a lot more in the Ritva if you want to go through Keseda. But I want to leave you a couple of ha'aris just to kind of, you know, consider some other inyanim that are mentioned here that come out of the sugya that Achronim deal with. Others, questions before? Yeah. All right.
Before we said, you know, the Ran's question about how could we say Pesach Beres, the question on the Rev, how could you say that Pesach Beres works for something nowadays with Amigo?
Right.
So we said that this question wouldn't be a question for Rashi according to how it's observing parents.
Right.
Because
according to Rashi, all I need to know is that there's a Heter Midoraisa by Shabbos. That there's any Issad Rabbanan by Shabbos is irrelevant in terms of Sukkah. I have every right to use Amigo by Sukkah from the Heter Doraisa of Shabbos because the Rabbanan by Shabbos is not Negeah for Sukkah. So, good, let it be a Rabbanan by Shabbos. But once I have a Heter Doraisa by Shabbos, then it's Pashat that by Sukkah it's Mutter. Because the Rabbanan is unique to Shabbos. And all the other Rishonim say, no, if there's an Issad Rabbanan where you're coming from, then how can you make it better? And mimater l'chatchila by Sukkah, unless you come on to this idea that kishem, that they were matir for whatever reasons, the drabbanan by, I have to find a heter for the drabbanan by Shabbos, I could say they had parallel reasons, similar reasons, and it could even be pashat that way, that they'd be matir for tzorach mitzvah as well. But stam to say, and therefore by pasi, by case of lechi, mavishesh b'lechi, where I don't find any indication that they were waving the deraisa by Shabbos, then I can't argue that you can have a case of mavi mefulash and be matir sukkah because I have no manifestation of the heter of any kind by Shabbos. The Tosaf Beis Peretz wants to use the svar that the Rishonim used by pasi b'rosh that they were matir for mitzvah sukkah, even though. Right, it's not only the Golem, but the Matim Mitzvah Sukkah as a basis to be Miyashiv Rashi in the case of Mavoi Mefulash. Because, true, there's a Drabbanan over there, but that's unique to Shabbos, the Chumra Drabbanan. But here I have every reason to be Matir, because you see the rice that's Mutter by Shabbos, it could be Mele Mutter, the Chachamim Anakana Asad Sukkah, they only Asad Shabbos. But there's no precedent that they waived the Drabbanan in any situation by Shabbos. So that's why Tosfos would not accept the Rabbeinu Peretz of Pshat and Rashi.
Just in line with that, how would the Ran to answer, I mean, besides for the issue he brings up there, why would the Ran to answer the question of why it works nowadays? As in, you're saying that it's based off the notion
so
that...
The Ran would say that the same way that they were matif Oler Golem with Man HaMikdash, they were matif for Sukkah mitzvah Sukkah. Yeah.
So it's only within...
So there are Tosas there, it's just that the question was a little different. In Tosus, the question was, they were only matif Oli Regolim, so how you have to do a sukkah? They would hold that if I have Oli Regolim today, then I understand I can matif the sukkah. Just like I find some situation that the matif is manazeh, so sukkah also. But there's no situation with manazeh, there's only Regolim. So the Ran says, afo pikein. But if they were matif Oli Regolim, when they were matif Oli Regolim, so they were matif today for sukkah.
So I'm just a bit confused because you're saying that it's a question against like Tosus is the way Tosus understands, we're using the same answer as Tosus.
Right, correct. There's a range of shitas. Let's kind of lay it out. According to Rashi, even the case of Mavi Sheish Balachi, Mavi Mefulash, once I know a Heter Doraisa by Shabbos, even if it remains Asad Rabbanan, but I know a Heter Doraisa, Lachi Mishum Machitza, it's enough to use the Migul from that Halacha Midoraisa by Shabbos to be Matir Hatchila by Sukkah. Even if I don't see any indication, any place, any situation that by Shabbos is mutter, that they relied on Doraisa, but the din Rabbanan is a Yidrin Rabbanan, that's unique to Shabbos. It's enough to see a din Doraisa that's mutter by Shabbos and ignore the Rabbanan to learn out amigo to Sukkah. That's how the Rabbeinu Peretz is Miyashid Rashi. Tosus didn't agree with that, and if you learn Pshat Tosus Kasha, one of the ways that Peshu learns Pshat Tosus Kasha and Rashi is that even if you tell me Lachi Mishum Machitza, so you tell me Midaraisa works by Shabbos. But if it's a Mavi Mefulash, then Midrabbanan it's Asa. So if it's Asa Drabbanan by Shabbos, how can I be Matir by Sukkah? I don't have any Heter Midrabbanan by Shabbos. So because of that, Tosus has to assume that the case is it's a Mavoi that's not Mefulash, and he has to work out that by Sukkah I don't have the three walls, and by Shabbos I have the three walls, and so on. But when it comes to Pasi Biros, so here, there's different types of questions you can ask. seemingly the heter is only olei regalim. So how can so not for olei regalim there's an isad rabbanah. So how can I be matir by sukkah? So that's the way Tosfos is asking the kasha, and also the Rush. So it's only olei regalim. The way that the Ran brings the kasha was we don't have olei regalim today. Sounds like should we have olei regalim with the equivalent today? Then I can understand that they're matir by sukkah because there's some place that they were matir. But the answer, the Ran, is al derech hatosfos, without mentioning one detail that we found in the Rush, and the Ran doesn't say. The Teretz is that kishem that they were matir for olei regalim, it's manamigdash. So too, it's mistaver that they were matir mishum mitzvah sukkah. What were they matir? Tosfos, the Rush says even toto. The Ran doesn't add that. They were ma'im midavim al din Torah. The Ran thinks that it's not a good answer because then the Gemara should have clearly said why you need to mention two members of Rava of Shabbos L'Sukkah. Obviously, because there's an extra chiddush here by Pasuk B'Rosh that we're waving the Rabbanim for the sake of Sukkah. I wouldn't know that if I just knew the other statement of Rava. Tosfos says that's also question. Therefore, the Gemara need to say a different smichasa between the two members of Rava, Shem Abba Machitos or Shteit Fonus Malyas. Everyone is really ready for the Bechin tomorrow, I know. Right? And this week, right? Okay. Maybe one or two ha'aras that are brought in here. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Daf Chaf Gimel raises this question. I don't know how many did the Kiyas in the second parak? A few of you. Okay. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Gimel, if you take a look, you'll see there's a Machokis Tanoyim. If you make a sukkah on an animal, it's interesting. All these cases, you know. You visit Eretz Yisrael, the old Kidumim, it's a beautiful thing. If they have, has anyone been there? They have all these examples from Mishnayos, including Agavi Gomel, you know. they have examples. You can see Bechush, what it looks like. You have a sukkah. Well, Maal Miyasimama, all the different shapes of sukkah. It's an interesting connect to visit, especially after you learn sukkah. So here you have cases of you make a sukkah. As one example is Agavi Gomel. Halacha is you're not allowed to go on an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov even. Okay. Now during Chol HaMoed would be a problem. So the Gemara mentions it says in the Mishnah Kshera. Gemara says who holds this way? Rabbi Meir holds this way. The Sanya, middle of the Amud Chav Gimel Med Aleph. Ha'usa Sukaso Gabi Behema. Rabbi Meir Machshir Biyavu the Posa. So Machokas Tanoi. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Pasel, Agabi Behema, Amar Krachaga Sukkas Tatsacha Shivas Yomim. Zidarshin Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva Shema Sukkah. Sukkah Shein Ru'uya L'Shiva Lo Shema Sukkah. It's only considered to be a Sukkah Shema Sukkah if it's Ru'uya L'Shiva. So Rashi explains, but the Messias also Rashi explains what happened exactly. Nosan Dulasos Al Shnei Susim. The him karkois asukah. So the horse's saddle, you could say, you know, where you would ride would be the karka sukkah, and the two horses on each horse you have funnels, and then you have machitzos. You have to figure out the third wall. Okay, tefachanat, so I had to find it, whatever it is, you know, and then you have schach on top. Haruuya l'shiva. What's the problem? Hashad the gazer rabban and ain onlga. The chamti can be olen an animal in yantif. Nimtzis she'ena ruuya l'yom rishon. So the first day, which is yantif. You couldn't use it because it is a rabbanan. So it's a problem in terms of ein ru'uya l'shiva. Rav Meir says, but that's not a problem. Why? I hear your drasha. But hanami midaraisa merzechazia rabbanan hu degazru ba. It's only a problem with rabbanan. Okay, then other gemaras here. Now, the Rebbe Kivei asked Pashat Kasha from Ar Sugya. According to this drasha, Rebbe Kivei on Chav Gimel, the Umay Katsar Rachmana bin Ruyu L'Shiva, he brings in Ar Sugya. He says, there's Alacha Miku Davidofen Lin Shabbos, Havidofen Lin Sukkah. Right, so he discusses this issue according to Rashi. It's only going to be mutter when on Shabbos the sukkah. So then it's a situation of Ein Ru'uya L'Shiva. only kasher one day, not the other days. So what could you say? So according to the Gemara that we hold like Rav Meir, there's a way out. Rav Kivega brings this possibility. According to Rav Meir, so if it's only a problem that in a ru'uya midrabanan, like you can't go an animal in yantra, then it's called ru'uya l'shiva. So what's the problem over here? So according to Tosis Pshat, what's the case? What's the, what are you using the migul for? Midrabanan. So then we have a solution. According to Rav Meir, we hold like Rav Meir. So midraisa nachzi chazi. So then it's not a problem. It's only the rabbanan problem during the rest of the week. No. Only a rabbanan problem. Wait 1 second. What would this mean? It's not ru'uya. No. It's not ru'uya. Chesh ben esat. What does it mean? Mabash yesh bolachi. So you have three walls. What? What? The cheshbon of Tosas. You have a tefach, the lechi is a tefach. Good. The lechi is a tefach. You're only using the migul to solve the rabbanan. That's not sochek and not some lavud. So the migul, the whole issue is only the whole problem is a rabbanan. The rabbanan problem the rest of the week doesn't create a problem in the real shiva. But that's a kivega solution. Yeah. Question is if you can. Okay, he has a cheshbon and other things, but that's the basic tamsus advarim that he wants to say. He wants to answer with this, the Ran's Kasha. That the Ran says, how do you know you say Migul Kula? Maybe you say Migul Chumra. The Ran gives his answer. He says, no. Because if you would say Migul Dulavi Dofus Shabbos, then you wouldn't need the Torah to tell me the din of Sukkah Ru'uya L'Shiva. He wants to miyash the Ran's Kasha. You'll take a look. You'll see the Cheshbon of Kibbeger. The question is, can you come up with another answer to this kasha? Let's say, according to Rashi, you've lost this teretz. According to Rashi, it's a case of a mumbling and a foolish. Right? It's a case of mumbling and a foolish. So you have a problem, do rice? What else could we say to this issue? Why isn't it called Eina Ru'uya L'Shiva? I'll think of a svara by tomorrow. No, we have to talk about it. What? Yeah.
What's ru'uya mean? Is it ru'uya that you can't sit there at all? You can't be there at all, or is it ru'uya like you're just not able to sit there?
So you're onto the right track. Something like this. I mean, I'm not going to give the full answer, but the problem here is. You're missing tfanus. The problem of Eina Ru'uya L'Shiva over there is a problem inherently. It's not a dira. What? You can't go up. You can't go up there.
But it's
external. But you can't go there. So it's more of a hafka of dira when it's a problem in going up. You can't get there. You can't live there. In other words, it's the place that's circumscripts and closed is taboo. You can't get there. You're not allowed to go there. So lam d'shesvar. In other words, the Eina Ru'uya L'Shiva problem is maybe only cases like where you know it's not fit for dira for one of the days of Sukkot. In case of Agabi Behema, you're not allowed to go up there. So that's Eina Ru'uya L'Shiva. Here, what is the problem? Problem is I'm missing walls. Add walls. LMI right now, I didn't add the wall. Okay, so this day I don't have enough walls. The other days I have enough walls. It's a nigel from Shabbos to Sukkah. In other words, a chesaron tfanos is not the same chesaron of Eina Ru'uya L'Shiva like the case over there. Again, you have to think more exactly, precisely to say, but it's a different type of an issue here. The issue playing out over here is not necessarily going to go into the chesaron of Eina Ru'uya L'Shiva. It's this case here. You're not allowed to go there. You're not allowed to be there. You're not allowed to. That deer is not a deer for you. Here, I don't have tfanos. Okay, it's not a. It's splitting here is a little bit, but maybe not. Maybe it's enough to hear a chiluk. There is another ha'ara of a similar vein. Forget one of the achronim asked the following question. Again, within Shitas Rashi, that if you have a case like this against Pasi Piroz, in the case of Rabbi Sheshul Lechi, so it's only going to work as a kosher sukkah on Shabbos and not during the week. So there's a halacha that the Rambam brings at the fund in Hilchas Sukkah that you're not supposed to make, put the schacha before the tefanos. That's the way it's brought. Again, the mokar for the halacha, you have to know where it comes from. But you don't put the schach up and then put the tefanos. Asui, whatever the union is. So here's a question. If you're telling me, according to Rashi, that you have these walls, and it's not yet Shabbos, but it's Sukkot. And these walls don't count as tefanos for Sukkot yet. Because you don't have your migu. Your migu is only going to help you come Shabbos. Because then you say, migu to have the dolphin with Shabbos, have dolphin with Sukkot. And now you're going to get to Shabbos, and you're going to use it on Shabbos as a kosher sukkah. But chora, you have a problem in the sukkah, because in effect, what has preceded what? Your schach is there, your tefanos aren't there yet. Again, not in terms of physicality, but in terms of the construction, because they're not kosher tefanos. If not kosher tefanos until Shabbos, then it becomes like the equivalent of making the schach before the tefanos. No, what do you think? It's a kasha, it's not a kasha. What?
Sukkah wasn't kasha before that.
No. Saying there's a different. The other kasha was in Rosh Hashanah question. I'm asking another question.
How do you have schach here in a sukkah?
I have schach. No, you put the schach. The schach is kasha. Schach is kasha. Schach. It's above, but the tfanos don't count as tfanos yet.
Because you don't have schach.
No. Every time you put the schach, but I know the tfanos here. But the answer is that's haguf. What's the problem? If I make the schach and then put the tfanos, that's not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to make the schach and then the tfanos. I'm supposed to put make the tfanos and then make the schach. So here, if the tfanos don't count as tfanos, then you have the schach up and then the tfanos don't become tfanos until Shabbos. Yeah.
It's the case by
Gedesh
and the Gemara. Yeah. And when you put it on, you have a seer of schach and you have an oil. Same thing.
You had a tefach.
You have an oil on the schach.
Yeah, and that's the issue now. It's already schach.
Yeah. It's all right.
No. But look, whatever the Ramaz halacha is, whatever the halacha is based on, but you have to discuss it. Also, you say what? But the Ramaz brings this halacha not to make the schach first. It could be you have to go more into the pratim of that halacha, but from Riyata, just as we look at it from above, could that be a problem over here too? Because it comes that the schach was here and the tfanos weren't here yet.
The tfanos were there.
They were there?
But they're not, okay, so, being made. They're not saying they'll make, put up the wall.
Say better.
They're not shame the tfanos, but the actual.
When you make these tfanos, They are tfanos for Shabbos Cholmoy. So it's not as if it only becomes tfanos of Shabbos Sukkah when Shabbos comes in. It has a shame tfanos. It's just that you can't use it until Shabbos Cholmoy. But it's already called dofen. Shabbos Cholmoy is part of Sukkot. So it has a shame tfanos for Shabbos Cholmoy when you make them. So that's called tfanos called the muschach. No, could be. Yeah.
If you say that we're speaking this halacha of Rava, the thing of Shabbos was going within Rava about that we need to raise a Pesach. So it is already a wall. Right? It's not. Oh, we're talking about the case of Mavim before.
Yeah. Okay, Rav will say Salat to Chazer, especially if it's only 24 hours. But, okay, let's just talk for a few minutes about what.